Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our evening prayer. For anyone joining us for the first time, we're so delighted to have you with us. We will all have heard the devastating news today that we have the first COVID-19 death in New Zealand. It's a real reminder, as our Prime Minister said, of the importance of this lockdown. We need to pray for the family who have lost a loved one, and it is a reminder too that we are all in God's hands. Sundays are going to be a little different to evening prayer on the other days of the week. I'm going to lead us through night prayer from the Anglican Prayer Book. I know this is a style of prayer which might seem a little strange to some of you, but it's such a beautiful service and so comforting that I really want to share it with you. Normally, night prayer is a responsive service with the words going back and forth between the service leader and the people, but I've tried to adapt it for a single voice. So let my voice lead you through it, and let the words fill your hearts. The reading tonight is Psalm 23, and I'm going to read it from the New King James Version, simply because I love the poetry of this translation. Feel free to just listen, or to stop this podcast and find the psalm in your Bible, any version, so that you can say it along with me. Whatever you prefer. And so, my brothers and sisters, draw near. We are in the presence of God. May the angels of God guard us through this night and quieten the powers of darkness. The Spirit of God be our guide to lead us to peace and to glory. It is but lost labour that we haste to rise up early and so late take rest and eat from the bread of anxiety. For we who are beloved of God are given gifts even while we sleep. Etaphano, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that is good, for our creation and our humanity, for the stewardship you have given us of this beautiful earth, for the gifts of life and of one another, for your love, which is unbounded and eternal. O thou most holy and beloved, our companion, our guide along the way, Taku Fetu Marama Itepo, our bright evening star. We repent of the wrongs we have done this day. For the times we have wounded your love, O God, heal us. For the times we have stumbled in the darkness, light of the world, transfigure us. For the times we have forgotten that we are your home, Spirit of God, dwell in us. Eternal Spirit, living God, in whom we live and move and have our being, all that we are, have been and shall be is known to you, to the very secret of our hearts and all that rises to trouble us. Living flame, burn into us. Cleansing wind, blow through us. Fountain of water, well up within us, that we may love and praise you in deed and in truth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, and our mouths will proclaim your praise. Our reading for this evening is Psalm 23. This is a psalm that, like many other Christians, I learned in Sunday school, and it has stayed with me for all of my life. It seems very appropriate today. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. I may have improvised a little bit there. And perhaps it is a little odd to read this psalm when we can't get out into green pastures or beside still waters, unless we're lucky enough to live in the country. But what this psalm speaks to us is the presence of God in our lives and his guiding hand, whether we are in good times or in bad, and we are in hard times now, he leads our ways now and until the end of time. My friends, we are even now in the house of the Lord. He is with us, our shepherd, our comforter. He is even now restoring our souls. Open your heart to the presence of the living God. And so let us pray. Keep me, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. In the short prayers of intercession tonight, I will end each prayer with, Lord, have mercy. And your response is, Christ, have mercy. Ever living God, watch over the world this night, we pray. Guide the hands and hearts and minds of doctors, nurses, orderlies, ambulance staff, and all who are caring for the sick. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, we pray for the family in New Zealand who today have lost a loved one, and all those around the world who are struggling with grief. May they know your love. We pray for those who are watching over sick loved ones, that they may know your comfort. We pray for those who feel alone. May they know your presence. Guard the hearts and minds of those who are anxious. May they know your peace. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We pray for those who are caring for their children. And we pray for children everywhere, that they may be protected. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. And now we hold before the Lord all those we care for and are concerned about. And I'd invite you now to say those names out loud. Lord, we place all these people in your hands and ask for your blessing and protection on them, in confidence that you will keep them from all harm. And so we pray now for ourselves as we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Please join me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so we come to our closing prayers. I will lie down in peace and take my rest, for it is in God alone that I dwell unafraid. Let us bless the earth maker, the pain bearer, the light giver. Let us praise and exalt God above all forever. May God's name be praised beyond the furthest star, glorified and exalted above all forever. Be present, Spirit of God, within us, your dwelling place and home, that this house may be one where all darkness is penetrated by your light, all troubles calmed by your peace, all evil redeemed by your love. And so, my friends, it is night. The night is for stillness. Let us be still in the presence of God. It is night after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. Let our fears of the darkness of the world and of our own lives rest in you. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, new possibilities. In your holy name we pray. Amen. God bless you, my friends. Courage. And children, perhaps if you don't already know it, your parents could perhaps help you to memorize Psalm 23 over these next few weeks. I promise you it will make a great difference to you in your life to know this psalm, even if you just learn a little bit of it. Take care, everyone. Stay safe. And we will meet again tomorrow.